This is MSO News Sports. Bill Newell here with Bill Trelecki, the general manager of the North Shore Navigators. And Bill, we're inching closer. Season opens the first day of next month, June 1.
Yeah, it's bearing down on us. In fact, we just got done sending a note out to all of the kids that are coming in town to stay and host families to get some information from them so we can place them in their houses, trying to figure out who's flying, who's driving, who's going to have a car during the summer, those type of things. But, it's bearing down on us pretty quick. And we get the ballpark up and running for the Clancy tournament that's here that last weekend in May. So we'll have all of our signs and everything up and running, and then we open here at home on June the 3rd.
I think for our listeners, too, just checking back in with us, maybe even for the first time, the Navigators are drawing from a college, from college students, the college baseball players.
Yeah, I mean, it's, the easiest way to explain it is to say we're the exact same thing as the Cape Cod League, which everybody knows about. It's a collegiate summer league. Our roster is made up of, you have to be NCAA eligible. We bring in about 10 or 11 players from around the country that we house, and then the rest are local kids from the North Shore or within a driving radius that can drive in and play. But all of them are the upper echelon of college, at least on their team or in their league. You've had to have a good year to be able to play in one of the summer collegiate leagues.
Yeah. And, Bill, as far as leadership of the team, coaches, managers, those kinds of things, give us an update on where you stand for 2017.
Well, we've got John Zizzo coming back. Ziz has been our coach the last 2 years. And I'll just leave you with this. We started the year last year at 1-12, and we ended up 29-27. So, I mean, I'll tip my hat to Ziz for holding everything together then. He's a good manager. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, you hope that the winning streak continues into the start of this year, and it's not a pattern like last year, right? Right, Bill?
Well, actually, we've got a decent amount of kids that are returning, and for us right now, we don't have anything to base it on, Bill, other than looking at their stats, because we get recommendations. A lot of these kids we haven't seen, but this is the best year for us that our kids have had in college. In other words, they put up the best stats of any group coming in. They really have, all around the diamond, every kid has done a real good job in his college season. A lot of kids hitting over 300. One all-conference kid hit 380. It's just the pitching looks solid. We got a ton of arms, so we're optimistic, and Ziz will know how to put all that together. He doesn't get much time. We show up. Our first workout is Memorial Day night. That's Monday. We open on Thursday. So we don't like to bring our kids into town too soon. It's a long season for them. It's a 10-week season where we play just about every day.
One closeout question here, Bill, would be if there was one player to maybe share with us a note or two. Can I press upon you to come up with somebody that you mentioned a couple of kind of situations, but share one player with us.
Well, I'm going to give you two, okay? Because two come to mind. First is our shortstop, Joey Pena. Okay, Joey goes to St. Thomas Aquinas School in Long Island. He was with us last year. He was an All-Star shortstop last year. Last I checked, he was up over 360 this year. The only catch with Joey is, and this happens, and we understand that, is he's going to spend a couple weeks in the Cape as a temp player. So we'll be without him for a couple of weeks. But, he's a returning guy, so, we've given our blessing to that. But that'll just show you what kind of player he is. To be honest, Bill, I don't know how once they get their hands on him, they're going to want to send him back to us, because he's a kid. I would have been surprised if he got drafted. He's a junior. But he's probably more a senior draft than a junior. And then the other kid is a little diamond in the rough for us, Tyler Kapuscinski. He's a Division I player from Marist College. He's a left-handed hitting first baseman, left-handed throwing. He's been over 330 all year. Excellent defensive. I just have these visions of him with that left-handed glove just scooping everything. And, having a guy like that over there makes the rest of the infield a lot better. I mean, he'll save him on some throws. So those two guys are probably the two that I've got my radar on right now.
Yeah, how about that? Left-handed throwing, left-handed hitting, I assume, too, yeah. First baseman. Mm-hmm. Classic. Mm-hmm. All right, Bill, always good talking with you, and we'll check back soon.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Bill Terlecky, General Manager, North Shore Navigators. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.